Hi, Den.
Hi, Lo.
It's always on a Sunday
with Den and Lo.
It's season 2, episode 12.
Yippee!
Yay! What's on your mind today, Denbo?
Well, in this very complex world, my life has gotten quite simple lately.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the true judgment of how good the day is going to be is there a clean pair of underwear for me to wear? It's that simple.
Denbo, are you telling me that you're wearing your last pair of clean underwear?
Yeah, I think I've been telling you that for about 4 days now.
Denbo, I'm so sorry. That means I have to wash your underwear tonight.
Or it means I need to take some shampoo.
No.
And do a hotel wash in the bathtub.
No, you're not going to do that.
And then go commando. Which I could just go commando tomorrow, but I prefer not to.
I'm going to wash your underwear tonight, Denbo.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you've got 21 pairs of underwear. I don't know where they all are. Like, how do they disappear? I don't know. It's a big mystery.
Well, they're under a giant pile of laundry to be done.
Oh, okay. And then I wear some of them, too, sometimes. So that probably doesn't help.
You're welcome to wear my underwear.
They are more comfortable than mine.
Well, that's because they're the Duluth brand.
Maybe.
No itch, no scratch, no stink, I think, is their ad.
You're so silly.
Well, I know you have on occasion made an offer for me to wear your underwear.
Yes, what's wrong with that? You can wear
mine.
Well,
there's two things wrong with that. First of all, I ain't wearing any woman's underwear.
Why? I wear men's.
That's fine. For a woman to wear a man's underwear is fine, but a man is not going to wear some woman's underwear.
There are men that wear women's underwear, and they're proud of it, and it's okay. It's not a problem.
Well, it is for them, but it's not for me. I am not wearing women's underwear.
What if all underwear was gender neutral, like t-shirts are gender neutral?
I think I've heard that some women prefer men's underwear because it's so comfortable. And not that there's anything wrong with it, but I have heard that some men prefer women's underwear.
Because it's more comfortable for them.
Well, whatever. But what people wear next to their private parts is a very personal choice. And I prefer not to wear women's underwear. I'd rather go without.
Have you ever tried it? Have you tried it?
No.
Well, do you want to try it?
No.
Do you want to try on your Halloween costume for tomorrow?
What would that be?
All right, get ready. Here's your costume. I'm going to hold it up.
Okay. Oh, a nice black and orange t-shirt that says, "This is my Halloween costume." I like that.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to get more creative than I've been in the past.
I think I'm going to have to wash it and dry it, though, because it's an extra large, and I think it'll be too big.
Oh, it'll be just fine. It's Halloween, remember?
It's going to be roomy. Might be too long, too. I don't know. But
well, if it's roomy, I could wear another shirt underneath and stay warm.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's supposed to be like 60 tomorrow.
That's during the day, and then I think in the evening.
In the evening when we're doing it is when it's supposed to hit 60.
Oh, okay.
And then chill off from there.
It's supposed to be kind of rainy, too. So, yeah, you could wear something under that. You could even wear that over a jacket.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's a good idea. You know, when we were growing up and it was a cold Halloween,
Everybody wore jackets.
You wore a costume that would go over your clothing,
jacket over our costume.
Oh no, we had costumes that would go over the top. Like we had different kinds because all of our costumes were homemade, handmade, or sewn by my mom. But we had multiple costumes to choose from every year because there was four of us, and so there was a lot of costumes that were made over the years. And so we could choose. Or choose to have a new one made by her. But if it was going to be cold weather, then you wore a costume style that could go over a jacket. and like long pants.
Yeah.
And if it was warm weather, then you would wear a costume that you didn't have to wear a jacket under. It's like if you're going to be a cowgirl, you do that with warm weather. If you were going to go as a clown, you'd do that in the cold weather because under the clown costume, you could wear a coat. So the weather dictated everything.
Sure.
This is what I got to wear to work tomorrow. I sometimes dress up, but...
Well, you have in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Had some fabulous homemade costumes.
Right. I know. We've talked about it extensively. But here's what I'm wearing for
tomorrow. This is my work-appropriate Halloween costume. This is a bright orange shirt with white letters. And then underneath that, this is my work-appropriate Halloween costume. It says boo. Period.
Isn't that cute?
Not even exclamation
point. It's orange and white. Orange is my favorite color.
I know.
So I'm going to wear that tomorrow during the day. Now, do you want to see what I'm going to wear at night, tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here, hold this.
Okay. I can't wait.
Hold
this. Is this anything like my cookie costume?
Maybe.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to wear this. I got these pajamas. Skeleton pajamas at Target.
Oh.
So there's a top and the bottom has bones. And then I got this bright pink wig. And this lights up a bob.
Wow.
Bob style ladies wig. Bright pink. And then it lights up and so it'll be lit up. And then I'm just going to do my makeup. And
well, right now the effect
I don't want to be scary. I want to be like a friendly Halloween.
I see. A Halloweener?
I don't want to be scary like I used to be for the kids. You know, I used to always get dressed up scary.
Oh, you used to be quite scary looking.
But now with the neighbor kids and stuff, being that they're younger, I don't want to be scary.
Well,
you know what I mean, I don't think Halloween should be scary as much anymore.
And our little grandnieces are going to come by and we want to make sure we're not inappropriate for them.
Yeah, we don't want to be scary.
Yeah.
Besides, Halloween is really started in, as a religious holiday of All Hallowed Eve. All Hallows Eve. And it's the day before All Saints Day. Or, you know, yeah. And then, like, November 2nd is All Souls Day. So on the 1st, we celebrate all the saints. And then on the 2nd, we celebrate all the people that have passed.
Yeah. Well.
All the souls in purgatory.
Yeah, well, that's. That's a notion that not everybody really understands or believes in.
Right.
It's fun, though, to think about some of the costumes past. You've done a stellar job of Helen Wheels and Lady Gaga and the witch costume, the... Medicine Woman or Medicine
Witch
Man.
Witch Doctor.
Yeah, Witch Doctor. That one was probably the scariest, though I didn't
have... the scariest one I ever did was the clown, Stanky Fun Bumps.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Stanky.
Stanky Fun Bumps was the best.
Well,
that was very scary.
The part that I enjoyed about the Witch Doctor was the great picture that I got of you. Something of a close-up. And your decoration of yourself, your costume, your face, everything was really quite scary.
I made that big headdress. I got one of those. I got like a buffalo type horned hat. I think it was something like a Viking type of hat that had horns.
That you went
and
a little
I
bit.
And then I embellished on it with a skull and feathers and all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah, bones and.
Yeah, little sets of bones here and there. And
yeah.
The part about it that was so fun was not just that it really looked authentic like a witch doctor in my imagination and obviously in yours, but when I took a photograph of it, I could, with select customers and friends, I could say, hey, would you like to see a picture of my wife? And they, of course, say, sure. And then I could show them that picture and it, everybody backed up when they saw that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
You should show them the witch picture, the witch when I did the Disney
I
witch.
Showed a few people that one, too.
That one looks pretty scary.
Yeah, you really did look... I've seen that face before. Usually when you're pissed at me for something.
I don't get mad at you about anything.
You
I get curious. I don't get
you
mad.
You don't get curious.
I totally get curious. I'm like, what are you thinking? Why did you do that? I'm totally curious.
That sounds like an old movie, I Am Curious Yellow. You'll have to look it up.
Oh, God. Oh, well, you're funny, Dennis.
Well.
Well, I'm a little nervous for Halloween tomorrow.
Why?
Because I bought candy. I bought full-size candy bars. And I got Snickers, Crunch Bars, Kit Kats, Three Musketeers.
All your favorites.
I got full-size Twix, but I got, they came 18 to a box. So I got 8 boxes.
Oh, we got
8
plenty.
Times 18. So that's 146 pieces. I don't know, is that going to be enough? Because, I mean, I've gone through 180 pieces in this neighborhood that we live in.
Well, but when you're handing out little candies, you probably are handing out more than one.
I might be, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I might go to the store and get something for, like, the little babies. Oh, my God. We just got a text message.
It's tradition.
So hilarious. And it's from somebody that probably doesn't, it's from somebody that doesn't listen to our podcast, so it's kind of cute.
Well, it happens.
It's from one
Sunday.
Of our adorable nieces.
Okay.
Just texted us a thank you.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, I just hope I have enough. Like, I feel like I need to run down to the grocery store tomorrow and maybe grab something for, like, the littles. Like, you know, because sometimes there's, like, our neighbors next door have a babe in arms. And there's other people that pull their little toddlers and strollers or wagons. So I feel like I need to get something for them. Because to give them a full-size candy bar is not, I mean, their parents are not going to let them eat that.
Well, their parents might enjoy it, though.
I think that's what happens.
I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. I'm sleepy tonight. I had too many donuts and cider.
Well, we did have a brief opportunity to run out and get some cider and donuts this afternoon.
At Plymouth Orchards.
Yeah.
Which is so close to our house. And they've got a location down in Canton. Well, I guess it's still technically Plymouth. It's on Warren. And then we went to their little shed that they keep open on the side of the road up on Ann Arbor Road.
Yeah. But, well, they had quite a bit of stuff in there for... What looks like a small shed from the outside is pretty big inside.
Well, I think my favorite thing that I had from there today was the caramel apple.
Oh, I didn't have one yet.
Oh, my God. It was really good.
Well, I can only hope that it's still there when I get the
it's still there because I can't eat anymore. I'm like up to here. I had, what, 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 donuts. I don't know how many donuts I had today. Maybe I think I had 4 sugar donuts.
Oh, okay.
And then I had Buddy's Pizza for dinner with you.
As I did, yes.
And then for dessert, I had the caramel apple, and it was covered in chopped peanuts, which was so good. Did they have some that were no peanuts?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I like the ones with peanuts, but...
I do, too.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Not
I'm
the
just,
same.
I'm dying right now because I just overdid it.
Well, I had salad with my half of a pizza.
You did good. Yeah, you didn't have the caramel apple.
It's dark out and somebody's mowing the lawn.
No, that's an airplane going by.
You think so?
That's clearly an airplane.
Okay.
You can hear it's a small engine.
Oh, yeah. I hear it disappearing now. Okay.
Yeah. At first it sounded like it was somebody mowing next door, but then it faded. So it must have just like gone over the top of our house.
Yeah. Well, it's that time of year, and I'm always grateful to see the cycling of the seasons, the changing of the night sky. The day sky is a little bit disheartening because it's getting shorter and shorter and shorter. But to see in the morning, to see my favorite constellation in full display to the south, it's wonderful to see Orion the Hunter because it's a signal that deer season approaches.
Oh, yes. God, yes. Deer season's right around the corner. So I think this year, I'm thinking I have this novel idea.
Oh, you having a novel idea is dangerous
I
for
think,
me.
Well, because it's just me and Buster, our little doggy, our little
Your
chihuahua.
Little dog.
He's so cute. Since it's just me and Bus, I'm thinking that we could go up to West Branch with you and we could go to the hotel and we could stay with you at the hotel. Well, and I could work there from the daytime with Bussy.
Yes, you can, but you're going to have a separate room for the dog because I am not rooming with that dog.
Why?
I'll be happy to buy you a room. You're welcome to stay in my room, but the dog is not welcome in my room.
Oh my gosh, you're a nutball, Denbo. So you're telling me that me and Bussy can come, but that Bussy's going to get a room to himself?
If you choose to, yes.
Okay, do you want me to call up there and make the arrangements?
Sure.
Okay, I'll call up. I'm thinking that they allow pets because one of your cousins at one of the family reunions had a little dog with them. So I think they allow pets.
For some reason, I thought we took...
Timmy?
Yeah, Timmy. I thought we took Timmy with us once.
I don't know if Timmy's ever stayed there.
Well, anyway. I'm just not, and it's not just a blanket thing against dogs. It's, I do not want to share space up close and personal with Buster.
But look did today, Denbo. You took us for a ride in the car.
It was traumatic, and only because I needed my wounds tended to.
This was well after you got your wounds tended to. This is when we were outside getting ready to do the Halloween lights.
I was trying to be gracious because you did tend to my wounds.
Oh, yeah. You got all these things. Look at this. Isn't good, though. This needs to be redone, maybe.
It's good. It's sticking.
And this one we can replace, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, you sound like you got wounds, like you got injuries, but these are self-inflicted.
These are all, well, no, this one's not self-inflicted.
Right. That one's from when you had a procedure.
And this one, I think I see that it happened through my shirt, so.
No, this happened outside when went outside with a short-sleeve shirt on.
When I was.
In the garage.
No, I took off that shirt to come outside. And when you pointed out that I had this wound, I looked and there's blood inside the sleeve of that shirt.
That black shirt right there.
That black and red shirt.
Well, that needs to go in the wash then.
Probably so.
Well, this is all because you're bumping yourself and you're on
blood thinners, yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is one of the reasons why me and Buster have to go with you for deer hunting.
Well, you have your values, I have mine. Not sleeping in a room. I'm not sharing a room. I'm not sharing space with that dog.
Tell me what the plan is for deer hunting. Because the 15th is what day of the week is that? A Tuesday?
It's going to be a Tuesday.
So what's the plan for deer hunting?
So the plan is for next Saturday to go up and make preparations. And Cam's already confirmed he's going to be there next Saturday. And to go up on Saturday again, that would be the Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Now, Monday, the 14th, I will be teaching my class from West Branch. And I'll make my final preparations, make sure I'm all set for opening day on the 15th. And I'll be quite happy to...
Well, what day are you coming home from deer hunting?
Probably not until the following Sunday. So I'm planning to be up there for a full week.
Well, then I need to go.
Yeah.
Me and Bussy need to go.
Well, you know, I'm going to need some Lois loving. I mean, that would be a long time to be without my Lois.
I know. How could you live without me for that long? I don't think we've been away from each other that long.
I don't think so either.
Well, I mean, let's not start now.
When we went to Columbus, you went with me.
Oh, I know. That was fun. I got to work and you got to go do your seminar.
And I got to some good German food two nights for dinner.
Yeah.
And that was really good German food.
Yeah.
And the town, that part of Columbus, German town, was really kind of cool.
It was. It was cool.
It's like stepping back a couple of centuries.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Well, so that'll be the plan then.
That's the general plan. You can make reservations tomorrow if you wish.
Okay. I'm excited. Yay, Denbo!
It'll be the first time you've gone with me for deer season.
A week in West Branch. I can't wait.
Yeah, we'll have to make our podcast titled A Week in West Branch.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It's been a long time since I've spent a solid week there.
Well, it'll be good. Yeah. So who all's going to be hunting that time?
Well, Tim, Dalton, Cameron. I think Cameron is going to have Kelsey as a guest. I hope to nail that down this weekend. And Dave. And so I'm pretty sure that Dave is not going to be able to be there for opening day, but for Saturday and Sunday that follows.
Okay. All right, well, we probably should call Joe and see if he wants to hunt one of those days.
Yeah, well, I could send him a text message and
let him know.
Yeah.
And he might want to go Thanksgiving weekend if you're going to go Thanksgiving weekend. Because you can go up and down in a day.
Yeah. Well, not if you're planning to hunt. I mean, you have to be out there heading into the blind by 6.
Well, what if you went in like for an afternoon hunt and you got into the blind at 3:30?
Well, 3 o'clock.
Then you could hunt and then you could drive home.
You could.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the morning hours and the afternoon hours. Like before 10, 11 o'clock, you know, from sunup till 10 or 11 is usually the prime time for seeing deer in the morning. And our exception is on opening day, we like to be there all day.
Yeah, I know. But for the weekends, you can do something
for the weekends, we can do something different.
All right. Well, it all just sounds like way too much fun. I'm going to have to get ready. I better go wash some undies.
And
Captain Underpants needs his underpants for you need.
I love that little character, by the way.
You need clean underwear for deer hunting. I better get started now. Get your underwear organized.
I need a pair for tomorrow.
And you, you're so fixated on it. I will take care of it.
Well,
I will. As soon as we hang up here, I'm going to get you. I'm going to
get
your laundry going right now. Honest to God.
Well, let me make one more comment about this phenomenon of clean underwear and going commando. Though it's always possible. From my childhood, I remember the issue of you have to wear clean underwear when you leave the house because you might get in an accident. And when you show up at the hospital, I don't want you to have dirty underwear.
That's right.
And every time I've been in the hospital, and sadly, I've been in the hospital too often lately, nobody gives a rip. They give you a gown and say, here, put this on, take your underwear off.
That's because people show up in dirty underwear.
Okay, so this is a hospital inside scoop.
That is so funny. Oh, my gosh. All right, Denbo. Well, it's Sunday night. It's the night before Halloween, so technically it's Devil's Night or Angel's Night, whatever you want to call it. So let's get a good night rest and rest up for tomorrow night's festivities.
Well, it's always on a Sunday, and I get a chance one more time to say I love you, Lois.
I love you, Denbo. Kisses.